I think a lot lately about what I'm leaving behind, and it's kind of been a shift in my life lately, and I don't know what's really brought it about, but I know for so long, starting addiction at a young age and into my 20s, I really didn't plan for the future well, obviously, right? I've said this many times, but I just assumed that death or prison were just kind of my future, and that, I was going to ride that dead horse as long as I could and to wherever it was taking me, and I didn't really think beyond that. That was just kind of my game plan. And then, I had a tremendous encounter with God. And he shook things up in me in a big way. And my life did a 360, right? Just where everything changed. And so my mindset changed. And lately, that's what I've been thinking about. I had this conversation with my dad the other day. I remember coming here. I'm not from Claremore originally, but I've been here longer now than any other place. But I remember I used to always get asked, are you kin to Bill Shaw? And I'm like, who the heck is Bill? Whatever. And just kind of like, that story. And I'm sure whatever name you have or whatever, you always hear that, right? Are you related to so-and-so? And I was talking to my dad, and it's like, the thing that I want is for us, my family, to do such a profound work in the lives of the people in Claremore that people ask, are you one of the Shaws? And what they're talking about is, man, are you a part of, man, those believers, right, that help rescue people, right? That's what I want. I want my family to be known for it. I want me to be known for it. And I want us to be known for it. And I've just thought about those things so much lately. And I used to think about, especially early on when I was kind of coming out of addiction, can I leave wealth, or can I leave stuff to my kids? What type of retirement? And I just threw that to the wayside. I'm like, I'm going to spend all my money and they'll just have nothing. But my mindset shifted, right? And I think often these days when I do things is what stories will be told about me. Are they going to glorify God? That's what I truly want more than anything, is for, in the end, for that to be the mark that I've left. Right, for there to be stories of the tremendous work of Christ in the lives of people that I've encountered. I want that. I want that more than anything else. I long for it. And again, not for my glory, but because God's just done this work in me, right? I squandered my life, and I know what he's done for me and what he's given me. And so my hope is to leave this legacy of Jesus throughout my family and throughout my community and throughout the people's lives that I encounter. And so tonight's message is titled this, Our Legacy, right? And we're talking about that idea of God wins. Because I know this, my legacy was going to be much, much different than it will be today. I come from Catoosa. And in Catoosa, people knew my family, and it was not for good things. My grandpa is an alcoholic, and we were known. Our family was known for that. Are you kin to so-and-so? And it was not kind of like, hey, you're like, no, I don't know that guy, right? That type of thing. And then as I got into addiction, my poor siblings, I'm one of five, and it was like, are you Aaron's brother? Are you Aaron's sister? And it was, typically a cop or something asking him, right? And that was the legacy, and that was the mark I was leaving, and that's the thing that I was known for. God has just shifted so much in our family, and so now God has won over that legacy, right? Generations of my family have given in to alcoholism and drug addiction and things of that nature, and there's these dark stains and these dark marks, and that was the legacy right up until it met Jesus, right? And Jesus working through my life and my wife's life and my children's life, there'll be a victory there in that legacy because of what he's done. Yeah, it's man, God is so good. And so I know this, when we struggle, the things that we struggle, that's kind of, we come in with that, right? That baggage, that weight of that, because we're geared that way. We're minded that way to think about what mark will leave in God's creation, right? Because we're called to steward it. We are called to make an impression here. And the enemy wants to steal and to rob and to take and to kill what God called us to do. But when we begin to hand everything over to him, our lives and our legacy, and to live for him and to operate in a way that honors him, God has victory over that. So we want to talk about that tonight, our legacy. Our legacy. We want to talk about how God not only changes our story, but the story of those he's entrusted us with. Beyond that, I want to talk about what will happen when we change our approach. I want to talk about being, having a mindset of being world changers. There's so much turmoil in the world today, and it's hard for us to take our eyes off of what we struggle with personally. We all have stuff, right? We all leave here, and we have personal battles that we're going to face. We have difficulty in our relationships, and it's hard for us even to look beyond our bubble, right? Just the immediate. And then when we do, we see a world in flames. There's this meme, I wish I would have pulled it, but it's the dog sitting in the kitchen and it's on fire and he's like, everything's fine and everything's burning around him. And that's kind of what it feels like, right? We take our eyes off the dumpster fire that's our life sometimes, and then we begin to look at everything else and it's like, we want to make a difference. I don't know about you, I want to make a difference. There's this story, and it was, I'm going to butcher it, and I should have looked it up beforehand, but it was this peasant, and it may be wrong. If you know the story, just pretend like I got it right. But there's this peasant, and he does something profound for the king, and the king says, you know, how would you like rewarded? You know, would you like, you know, 10,000 gold bars or, you know, this, that, or the other? And he says, no. And think of a traditional chessboard, 68 squares. He says, I just want a grain of rice duplicated for each of those days for the next 64 days. And you'd be like, sure you don't want like $10 million? No, no, just a grain of rice duplicated on each of those squares for the next 64 days. Do you know what that compounds to? It's insanity. I've actually got a picture of this. Can we pull that up real quick? And this is the number you can see at the top, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. By the time you get to 32, 2.15 billion. And I bring that up because we're called to be disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And if we want to change the world, what if each of us took ourselves and we found two and we reached two and those two reached two and those two reached two? In 32 moves, we've got 2 billion reach for the glory of God, right? And we sit here and we think that our legacy is insignificant, that we can't make a difference. This speaks of a vastly different story. I love Mike and Adam, as you guys know, man, we're close. One of the things I love is not too long ago, I'm in a unique role in the church. I get my hands dirty with ministry a lot. I was joking with somebody the other day, or actually it was just a little bit ago, and it was about the fact that I'm armed a lot. And I said, I've actually almost been stabbed more times as a pastor than I was as a drug addict, right? Because I have this unique niche in ministry, and tweakers are crazy. Sorry for everyone who's a tweaker in the room. I used to be one too, right? We kind of lose grip on reality, and it's not okay, but that's what happens. And so there's a function that I have that it's messy. It's messy. And so 2 years ago, there was just me being real messy in a particular way. Not that I don't have people that support me, and I'm not downplaying that, but this particular way that I do ministry. And this year, there's three of us, right? We've duplicated.